Okay, buckle up for this one because we are diving headfirst into a story that's got everyone talking. Donald Trump, crypto kingpin. Let's just say this deep dive takes us down a rabbit hole we weren't expecting.
Talk about a plot twist. I mean, this is the same Donald Trump who once called Bitcoin a straight up scam, and now here he is launching his own crypto platform for the world. World Liberty Financial, they're calling it. WLF for short.
Yeah, I don't think anyone had Trump launches a DeFi platform on their 2024 bingo card. Our friends over at Wipro News have been all over this story, and from what they're reporting, it seems like Trump's done a complete 180. He's calling crypto the future of finance now, even going so far as to say he wants to make America the, and I quote, crypto capital of the planet if he gets reelected. So what's behind this sudden change of heart? Went from 0 to 100 real quick?
Right. It's the million-dollar question, and honestly, it's what makes this whole thing so fascinating. Trump's saying this change of heart is all thanks to his kids, specifically his youngest son, Barron.
Barron Trump.
Yeah, Barron. At the WLF launch event, which, by the way, was on X Spaces of all places, Trump was basically calling Barron a DeFi visionary, said he was a driving force behind the whole venture.
Okay, now this is getting interesting. Barron Trump, DeFi visionary. Definitely not the headline I was expecting. But for those of us who don't speak fluent crypto, can you break down what DeFi even is and why it's such a big deal?
Absolutely. Imagine a financial system where you don't need banks or Wall Street to manage your money. That's basically what DeFi or decentralized finance is trying to do. It uses the same tech behind Bitcoin, blockchain, to create this like more direct and open financial system.
So like cutting out the middleman.
Exactly. Instead of going through traditional institutions, with DeFi, all your transactions are recorded and verified on this public ledger that's the blockchain part.
Yeah.
And theoretically, that makes it more secure, less open to, you know, funny business.
So instead of going through a bank to get a loan,
yeah,
you could, like, theoretically do it directly with another person on this DeFi platform.
Precisely. You could lend, borrow, even trade assets, all without needing the traditional financial players involved.
Wow. Okay. That's a pretty radical concept.
Yeah.
But what's to stop someone from, I don't know, taking the money and running?
That's where these things called smart contracts come in. They're like basically self-executing contracts, but written in code and stored on the blockchain. So let's say you want to borrow some crypto. A smart contract can hold those funds in escrow and only release them to you when you've met certain conditions. Like maybe you have to put up some collateral or make regular payments.
So it's like this automated escrow agent making sure everyone sticks to the deal.
You got it. And because it's all happening on the blockchain, which is transparent and pretty much tamper-proof, it's supposed to be more secure and less prone to fraud than our current financial systems.
Okay, so DeFi is complex but potentially game-changing. And now we have Donald Trump, the former president who used to be skeptical of digital currencies, launching his own platform in this space.
Mm-hmm.
And his teenage son is apparently the brains behind it. It sounds like something out of a movie.
It does, doesn't it? And I think it's important to remember that this venture is about more than just the tech. There's a huge political layer to this story, and it's one we need to unpack.
Well, let's unpack it then. What are the political implications of this move, especially considering Trump's running for president again?
Well, first of all, you have to think about who Trump's appealing to here. This is a direct line to tech-savvy voters, the kind of people who are into the whole decentralized, anti-establishment vibe of cryptocurrency. It's a way for him to seem like this forward-thinking leader, someone who gets it, who embraces emerging technologies.
He's trying to ditch that stuck-in-the-past image and be the candidate of the future instead.
Exactly. And it's a smart move, considering how influential the tech world is and how much interest there is in cryptocurrency, especially among younger generations.
And this is where it gets really interesting, because let's be honest, this isn't just about appealing to tech people. This is Donald Trump we're talking about here. The man knows how to grab headlines, and let's just say he's known for his business ventures.
Oh, absolutely. This launch is just as much a business play as it is a political one.
So is he really trying to change the world with WLF? Or is this another Trump-branded spectacle meant to generate buzz and maybe make a quick buck?
That's the question, isn't it? And to figure that out, we need to take a closer look at WLF itself, because it's not just your typical crypto exchange. This platform has some unique features, and let's just say they've got people talking, and not always in a good way.
Oh, I knew there had to be more to it. Okay, so what's so unusual about WLF?
Well, their governance token is what really stands out. It's called WLFI, and unlike most crypto tokens out there, you can't actually trade it. No buying or selling on exchanges.
Wait, you're saying you can't trade it at all. So what's the point of even having it then?
That's what's got everyone in the crypto world scratching their heads. The founders are really pushing this whole community governance angle. They say owning WLFI gives you voting rights within the WLF ecosystem. So the idea, or at least the idea they're selling, is that you get a say in how the platform develops, what it does in the future.
So, like, instead of getting dividends, you get to vote on company decisions.
Mm-hmm.
But the company is this DeFi platform.
Yeah, that's the gist of it. But this whole non-transferable thing, it's making a lot of people skeptical. In fact, that Webcore News article I mentioned earlier, they quote Zach Hamilton, and he's a big name in the DeFi space. Well, he called it a very, very odd choice, to say the least.
I can see why. Why would anyone buy into a token you can't even trade? You can't use it to earn passive income like on other platforms, so what's the incentive?
That's the million-dollar question, right? The people behind WLF, they're arguing that it keeps everyone's interests aligned. It creates this system where users are all about that long-term success of the platform. The thinking is that if you're invested in it actually growing, you're more likely to participate, make decisions that are good for everyone.
Okay, but that's a tough sell. It goes against how most cryptocurrencies work. It's like, I don't know, joining a club where you have to pay dues, but you can never leave, even if you want to.
Exactly. And you have to remember, this isn't exactly the Trump family's first time dabbling in ventures that, how should I put it, haven't exactly inspired confidence.
Yeah.
Remember Trump Stakes or Trump University.
Those didn't exactly set the world on fire, did they?
Not exactly. And in the crypto world, where scams and rug pulls, where developers basically run off with everyone's money, are way too common, well, it just adds another layer of doubt, you know?
So there's a lot of distrust surrounding WLF already, and it hasn't even officially launched.
Absolutely. And then there's the whole issue of Donald Trump himself.
Right. We can't ignore the timing of this whole thing. He's running for president again.
Precisely. And he's made it very clear he wants the support of people who are fed up with the current financial system, this DeFi platform. It plays right into that.
He's tapping into that anti-establishment sentiment a lot of crypto enthusiasts already have.
Exactly. He's positioning himself as this champion for this new decentralized system. It's like he's saying, I'm on your side. I'm fighting against the big banks.
It's a bold move, for sure, but one that could totally backfire.
No doubt about it. If WLF crashes and burns, it could take his credibility down with it. And not just as a businessman, as a political leader, too.
And what about the legal side of things? The article we read, it mentioned the emoluments clause. Could that be a problem?
That's a really important point. The emoluments clause, it basically says U.S. officials can't accept gifts or payments from foreign governments.
And cryptocurrencies are global.
So. Yeah. It's a legal gray area, to say the least. Imagine foreign countries or even foreign governments themselves pouring money into WLF, whether it's directly or through some kind of loophole. That could be seen as violating the emoluments clause, especially if Trump wins the election.
So this whole venture could actually cause a constitutional crisis.
The potential is there, absolutely. Legal experts are already debating this. The article even quoted a law professor who said, this is uncharted territory legally and ethically.
Wow. Okay, so we have a potential constitutional crisis on our hands, a skeptical crypto community, and, you know, the Trump factor, which always adds a level of unpredictability.
Yeah.
This is way more complicated than just another tech launch.
Yeah. You can say that again. But even with all this skepticism and the potential downsides, there's also this glimmer of possibility. What if, and I know it's a long shot, but what if WLF actually works? What if Trump, the ultimate disruptor, actually manages to disrupt the entire financial system?
That would be something else.
Yeah.
It's hard to imagine anyone else pulling it off.
Right. And if he does, if WLF actually gains traction, starts attracting everyday users, it could have huge ripple effects across the whole financial industry.
It could bring DeFi into the mainstream in a way we haven't seen before.
Exactly. It could change everything.
Yeah.
We could be talking about a fundamental shift in how we think about money, banking, finance as a whole.
But it could fail.
It could have the opposite effect. Scare away investors, make people even more wary of crypto, reinforce that idea that it's too volatile, too risky, too easy to manipulate.
It's just like this huge gamble with incredibly high stakes. So where do we even go from here? How do we make sense of all of this? The technology, the politics, the potential for huge disruption. It's definitely a lot to wrap our heads around. I mean, we're talking about a platform facing a ton of skepticism, potential legal issues, and all of this is happening right as a presidential election is heating up. it's kind of hard to know where it'll go from here, honestly.
It really is. But that's what I think is so important for our listeners to take away from all of this. This whole thing with Trump and WLF, it just shows how intertwined everything is these days. Technology, politics, the financial world. What impacts one is going to impact the other. There's no way around it.
Yeah, it definitely highlights the fact that technology doesn't exist in this little bubble. It's both shaped by and shapes the political and economic landscape around it.
Exactly. And as we, you know, as we try to navigate this world that seems to get more complex every day, it's more important than ever to look beyond just the surface level, understand people's motivations, what's at stake, how it's all connected. I mean, whether WLF succeeds or fails, it's already got people talking about the future of finance, the role of technology, and how much influence these political figures really have in shaping that future.
So I'm curious, where do you land on all of this? Does Trump jumping into the crypto game with all the baggage that comes with that make you more optimistic about decentralized finance or less?
Honestly, it's tough to say. On the one hand, you've got Trump, who literally called Bitcoin a scam not that long ago, and now he's all about crypto. If anyone can shine a spotlight on DeFi and get more people on board, it's him. That could be huge for the whole industry.
Right, a rising tide lifts all boats and all that.
Exactly. But then there's that other side, the what if it all goes wrong side. If WLF goes belly up, it could have a ripple effect, and not in good way. It could spook investors and just confirm what people already fear about crypto, that it's too volatile, too risky, too vulnerable to scam.
Yeah, it could legitimize those fears.
Exactly. And then there's the whole question of Trump's, let's call it unconventional approach to business. Will that help or hurt the DeFi movement in the long run? It's honestly too early to tell.
It's definitely a gamble. And the stakes are high. This isn't just about Trump and his political ambitions. This could have real impact on the future of finance as a whole. As we wrap up this deep dive, I have to admit, I have more questions now than I did when we started. But again, I think that's what makes for a truly fascinating topic, right? It's up to all of us to weigh the potential risks and rewards, do our own research, and think critically about what role we want technology to play in our lives going forward.
Couldn't agree more. We're entering this whole new world of finance, one where technology, politics, and the economy are more intertwined than ever before. And this story, this is just the beginning. We'll definitely be keeping a close eye on it.